Okay, now that I know that this thing is on, welcome to I'm So Fucking Lost podcast, sponsored by unknown name, because why would I reveal that information with the information that I'm about to be giving and providing? Anyway, I was just laying in bed, and now it's 11 p.m., and I couldn't sleep, and I was like, I can't journal, and I can't think, and I'm so fucking lost. I've been talking about this podcast for a long time, and I was like, I just gotta do it. The words are in my head, and let's get them out of my mouth. There is not podcast for what I'm looking for. I'm like, I'm depressed. And they're like, here's how this person who had a great family growing up got out of their depression. Sorry, that's kind of insensitive, but this is the unfiltered podcast about life experience and trying to find an outlet for it, because I search up random podcast things like, we'll get into that later, and they're not there. So someone's got to do it. I guess I got to do it, because if I want to listen to podcasts that help people out with stuff that is very niche, I guess, then it's got to be me. For me, I am so fucking lost because I literally got rid of everything I own. We're going to hop right into it. Episode 1. Why am I so fucking lost? Because I'm a 22-year-old person who literally got rid of everything they own during an episode of Psychosis. Yeah, let's jump straight into the trauma. Let's just trauma bond episode 1. I don't know if it's good to make it just like a rant, if that's what people want to hear. Some people want advice, some people want this, want that. You can't please everyone. So we'll find our niche. The audience will be there. And even if not, I guess this is just an outlet that everyone needs, because I don't have the energy or inspiration to journal like I used to, or wake up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym. There are all these things, and, you know, life happens. I think talking out loud, and if I picture myself speaking as if someone else is listening, then maybe it'll give some hope for I to speak more positively about life experience and view things from a different perspective, because that's what I'm all about. PhD in perspectives, I used to say. Anywho, I had an episode of Psychosis about almost a year ago now, and I literally got rid of everything I own. I was arrested in Israel, and I lost my cat of 15 years. Not because she died, but because she was rehomed. And probably in later episodes, I will get into each of these instances more detailed, because people love a story, I believe, but also because the other people in my life are very tired of hearing about it, the ones that stayed and are still here. And Psychosis, there's not a lot on Psychosis besides people who I honestly think might still be in Psychosis. Another insensitive comment. No filter. Anywho, Psychosis is a very niche topic. It's not talked about a lot, probably because it's so difficult to recover from and really embarrassing, a lot of the stuff that happens. Though if you haven't had psychosis, you can still listen to this. This whole podcast is kind of a place where if you're not in a great place, you can just listen to me and know, oh, it could be worse. Or maybe you could interact with this podcast. I don't know if you can leave comments on Spotify. There will be an Instagram account at a later date. Maybe. I don't know if you can leave a comment, but you can try and reach out and say, oh, well, I got a story for you. You can top this stuff. I'm sorry. Though they say it gets better. I'm very tired of hearing these cliches where they're like, time, it gets better. I'm like, it's been almost a year and I feel kind of stuck in the same place, which is why I need to do something like this to get it out of my head. There are so many things running through my head right now. I am not able to get my cat back. I have reached out to the new owner. This has been ruminating in my head since the beginning. I feel like everything is pointless. Nothing is working. I've lost my routine. I've lost my friends. I've lost all my clothing. And I got rid of everything during my episode. I didn't just lose it. Like, I wasn't stolen from. I didn't have a tsunami, which are all horrible things. To me, it is really bad because I feel like I did it to myself, which I've been told I'm not. You got sick. And all of these things, when you hear them so often, it just becomes like background noise, and the voices in one's head can get so loud, being like, no, it's your fault. Like, you had control over these other things and you've made all these mistakes and there's no coming back from these mistakes and you've ruined your whole life. Which I don't want to believe. So I'm hoping maybe by starting this and recording and just keeping this plugged into my computer starting this journey, that maybe this could open up some doors, because I keep asking myself the question, why did this happen? Why did this happen? What is the reason? What's the good come out of it? Like, you know, when people say, I wouldn't be where I am right now if that didn't happen to me, I'm kind of searching for that. And I'm like, I'm very much a doer, also a very good overthinker. Talented, 10 out of 10 at overthinking. If you need someone to overthink a situation for you, hit me up, because I can think it out. Will it be solved? Maybe, though I couldn't solve my own, though the best action is doing. Though when you're in really dark places, it can get very hard to do anything. The brain tells you, like, oh, it's not worth it. Oh, it's pointless. Oh, nothing will help. Oh, all these other people. Like, when I'm listening to other stuff now, the different perspective is like, oh, all these other people, they just didn't go through what I went through. They don't understand. And it's honestly, I believe it's a little bit true. If you have not been through psychosis, you just do not understand psychosis. If you have not gotten rid of everything you own, you just don't understand what it's like to get rid of everything you own. If you've never been arrested, you just don't know what it's like to sit in a jail cell. If you also, for the arrest part, just in case any future employers are listening to this, it was for mental health reasons. It was not, I did not do anything illegal. It's called being in a mental health crisis in a foreign country, which I wouldn't recommend to anyone. And yeah, Israel specifically, there's this thing called birthright, which this is a whole story we're not going to get into right now. That's a little prelude. I'm not sure how long I want all these episodes to be, but I do feel like there are some other things to say. I'm talking at quite a quick pace because I don't want to have to edit, because like re-listening to stuff and editing things, you're like, oh. That's also why I'm like, no face, no name, no case, just transparency. And sometimes it's better to just hear a void, you know, like you don't know who they are. You don't know where they come from. You're just like, and some people love knowing that. They're like, oh my gosh, like this person, they're amazing. And they've had this amazing career and this and this. And that's why I listen to them. And yes, that's cool. Like if that's your vibe, but also just like listening to someone relatable who gets it, if you can relate, or just as I said earlier, like listening to someone who's been through something that you can listen to and be like, my life is pretty great compared to that. You know, like there are people starving around the world and there are people addicted to drugs and there are all those things, but actually hearing like the stories of them kind of shifts perspectives and can make someone feel better. Like if I heard a podcast about someone talking about like things happening during their psychotic episode that were like, were someone like someone else who also got rid of their pet, like if I heard more of that instead of someone who like made the choice to rehome their pet, like someone else who was mentally ill and like f***ed up, if I heard that, that would make me feel a lot better instead of just hearing from like mental health professionals being like, oh, it's happened before, like worse things have happened, like people have had worse things. It's like, give me an example, please. I would love to speak to someone else who has gone through this and see where they're at, being that I am, as they say, only 22. I feel like I am 40. Who knows what the 40-year-old me will be like, or if I will even make it there is the question, because life just happens and it just keeps happening. And for some people it happens like really great, like people just live these great lives, and they're like, everyone has something. And it's like, well, some people just have money and a supportive family, don't they? It's a whole thing. So, yeah, I'm so fucking lost. This is the beginning of that. This was much better in my head when I was sitting in bed thinking about it, though I do appreciate that rhyme that I just did in the nick of time. I am a poet, and I do know it. So thank you for listening to episode one, this little interlude. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you in the next one, where we'll actually be getting into the midst of things, talking about the experiences. Period. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful whatever time of day it is, and we'll see you in the next one.